Hello there. This is episode 3 of Failing Forward with Andrea. I'm so happy you're here. It has been a week or two since I posted my last episode, and here I am again. I'm continuing to fail forward, literally. So last week was a whirlwind. I did so much better with my time management. You know, I managed out my time. I made my priorities list. I wrote down my goals for the week. And overall, I did a really, really good job with it. A few things slipped through the cracks. But overall, my time management was much, much better than it was previously. But this past week was a doozy. I had a family in town last weekend. This past weekend, I had my fellow co-stars from season 4 of the Great American Baking Show in town, where we posted a pie bake-off, and I had a pop-up bakery, and it was just a whirlwind of a weekend. And there was a whole week in between of a lot of baking and a lot of organizing to get ready for the weekend, plus teaching at the college. So I was really, really busy this past week. And ironically, I want to talk about embarrassing moments on this episode, because when something's embarrassing and you let it stop you, you know, in your tracks, it can be pretty it can really make you nervous, and it can make you just kind of stop and deflate it. But so I'm gonna tell you a little story. So this past week, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, getting ready for this pie bake off this past weekend. And I was running home to change on Friday, just before my friends Tina and Jason came to visit. And as I was running out the door, my mother was up in the bakery just kind of cleaning up for me and getting things organized. And she came running down. Andrea, there's a potential client in the dining room that's thinking of hosting a wedding at the venue that where my bakery is, at the United Community Mansion House. And so I go running back up into the dining room. I'm all out of breath. I have flour covered from head to toe. I looked like a hot mess. I'm sure my eyeballs were bugging out of my head because I was nervous and stressed and definitely, you know, rushed. And I went in, I chatted with the bride and her mother, and I was all enthusiastic and excited, but probably a little bit talking just a touch too fast because I was, you know, in fast forward motion. And the mother asks if I have a business card. And so I'm like, I'm sure I do. Let me go see if I can find one. Well, I know that in the kitchen, I don't have any more business cards. So I dump my purse out onto my desk because I think maybe I have like a random business card or two, you know, rolling around the bottom of my purse next to my kids', you know, Hot Wheel car and a couple of coins and some pens and some receipts that are shoved at the bottom of my purse. And I find a business card and I'm so excited. You know, I dust it off. You know, I had a little bit, you know, it wasn't the best looking business card, but it would do the trick. And I go, now I know that in the back of my mind, Tina and Jason are going to be here in about 20 minutes to a half an hour, that I still have to go home and shower and get ready to come back and meet them, plus get everything ready still. So I'm rushing back in to meet the bride and the groom and the mother of the bride and hand them my business card, and I catch the loop of my shoelace on the door hook. There's a hook at the bottom of the door that locks the door in place at night, and I catch the shoelace on the hook, and it sends me flying across the room, literally like Superman in the air, diving across this room, because I already had momentum from the speed in which I was walking, or kind of briskly jogging even, to get it back into the room. So because I already had the momentum of the speed, I literally went flying across the room, and I landed on that ground so hard, full Superman on the ground, on the carpet, looking up at the bride and her mother standing in front of me with the mortification of knowing that this just happened. Now, luckily, the bride and the mother were looking out the window at the courtyard, and they only got a glimpse of me actually standing up from the ground. They didn't see me going down, but they saw me coming up. But the mortification alone could have sent me into a pool of tears, But I recuperated, I brushed it off, and I handed them the business card, and we went our merry ways, and then I rushed home. But I think the moral of that story is, for my own self in failing forward, in teaching my own life lessons for myself, is that for everything that I'm doing, I need to be in the moment. So, for example, when I was rushing around to get that business card, I wasn't necessarily thinking about the bride and the groom, the bride and the mother of the bride, fully engaged. I was thinking about the fact that I had to go home and shower. I was multitasking in my brain and not giving my 100% to each specific task. And at the end of the day, I wasn't late to meet Jason and Tina. My kitchen ended up being clean. You know, the bride and the mother of the bride went on their merry way. And looking back, I need to recognize that I need to spend every effort and my full undivided attention on every task that I'm doing before I move on to the next one. Did the mother of the bride and the bride know that I was stressed out in my head? Did they know that I wasn't giving them the full attention? Of course not. And I would never. But now, looking back at that, the only reason I tripped and fell, the only reason I was out of breath, the only reason that I was stressed out in my brain was because it was self-inflicted. I had created that in my energy. And hopefully it didn't translate, other than the fact that I had a little bit of a bruised ego and a bruised hip from the fall. But lesson learned on my part, stay fully engaged in the moment in what you're working on and give everything the best attention that you possibly can before moving on to the next task. So everything went off without a hitch. I was really happy with everything. The pie festival that I had this past weekend, and I'll talk about that more later on, went really, really well. The pop-up bakery I did went great. Everyone enjoyed the entire day. I enjoyed the week leading up to it. The bride and the mother of the bride really enjoyed the space and chatting with me about what I can create for them. And overall, it was a success. But looking forward, I know where I need to improve. So while this week was better with time management, even though I was rushing around trying to go home and take a shower, I really was well above and in a good place. I need to make sure next week and going forward that I'm fully engaged in the moment with what I'm doing without thinking about the other list of things that need to have taken care of. So anyway, Monday morning, Andrea Moranville, failing forward with Andrea, continuing to fail forward every single day and sharing a little bit about the whole process with you here. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast number 3 and enjoy your day and the rest of your week, everyone. As always, give me a follow on Instagram at Sweet Life of a Baker or on my website. You can follow along and join my mailing list. It's AndreaMoranville.com. And on Facebook, it's Andrea Moranville, Sweet Life of a Baker. So hopefully you give me a follow on my socials and stay up to date on what I'm making. All right. Enjoy your day, everyone.